This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The Mic 9, 10 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard Wednesday morning. It's a Flying Squirrels game day. We'll be out there tonight. Looking forward to that. Come say hey. My understanding is we have, I've heard it referred to as the Odyssey Suite. Now, not the Odyssey Ticket Package. Not the handful of general admission tickets. The Odyssey Suite.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think it's fair to say expectations are high.
100%.
I think expectations are through the roof, actually. Because ready for this? I've never been in a suite at a Squirrels game.
What?
Like, for a game. I've been to a million Squirrels games. I've been like, in the boxes to, like, say hey to people.
Mm-hmm.
People more important than me who are in suites. I've probably been in 4 of the 10 suites. Like, if there's 10 of them.
Right.
But always just for 5 minutes to say hey to somebody moving along.
But this one's all for you tonight.
Well, us. Y'all. It's the Odyssey Suite. Yeah. It's not MP night at the Diamond.
Well, they didn't get the general admission. They knew you had to get in there.
They knew I had to do it. Brown Distributing has a suite. Our guy JR, who hooks us up for Bud Light Big Game Week. I've been in his suite. He's got a suite. The Times Dispatch used to do a suite, and I could go in and say hi to the more important people who were in there at the suite, which was always a thrill for me, of course, to do that. Grant Paulson came down here last year, got a suite for him and his family. He's got a ton of extended family down here. Grant and Danny's show, 3 to 6 on the Fan. He got a suite. We went into the suite, say hey to him and his family. But no, like, I've never been a ticketed suite guy. It's a big night for MP.
It's a huge night.
It's a great show, too. This is, we've renewed for season 2, the MP's Back show. So, season 2, volume 1, MP's Back. Got knocked down a little bit yesterday, right back up. We get knocked down, but we get up again.
And that's what I hear.
They're never going to keep us down. Griffin laughed. That tells me he's aware of the song. That's Griffin, the intern's here. But I I was quizzing him on old movies to feel old. It's a good day at the Fan all around because we have peanut butter M&Ms in the break room too, which is the undisputed one seed of M&Ms.
Agreed.
Among I looked online to confirm my opinion, and this first site I found ranked the top 10 M&Ms flavors, and they had peanut butter at number 6. So,
what?
Moving along.
How many M&M flavors are there, I'm realizing?
Dozens, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There are a ton of M&M flavors.
Sure.
Peanut butter's the best, and I think classic peanut, very much, probably, all right, we have to do M&M rankings now. I think classic peanut is probably number 2, and beyond that, the pretzel one is surprisingly good.
I was going to say, pretzel one's pretty good.
The pretzel one's very good. Caramel M&Ms? Do you know who introduced me to caramel M&Ms? Kyle Busch.
What?
NASCAR driver.
Okay.
Introduced me to caramel M&Ms.
And how are they?
Well, he drives the M&Ms car, or used to. I don't know what car he drives now. It's still a NASCAR. I don't know if it has M&Ms painted on it or not. He was driving the M&Ms car. I was interviewing him in his trailer, which had a candy store display.
I would assume it's all M&M themed.
Exactly. They had all the flavors.
Yeah.
And so your guy doing bits, I said, what's your favorite kind of M&M? And he said, have you had the caramel ones? You got to have the caramel ones. And he grabbed me a bag of the caramel ones.
Wow.
He said, this will change your life. I don't think he actually said that, but he caramel.
Regardless, this changed your life.
Well, it's number 4 on the ranking, so the amount of life-changing was finite.
Yeah, well.
This website that I pulled up, number 1 M&M ranking, caramel cold brew.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never heard of it. I don't know where you would go about buying it. It doesn't feel like...
That's a bougie M&M.
Like, you're not getting that at CVS.
No.
At the register.
Like a special request.
The only time I'm ever buying candy, soda, anything, I'm driving to DC and I've stopped at, you know, one of the gas stations. Like maybe like a Sheetz or a Wawa is going to have that as a one-off. Maybe. You're not getting that at a Circle K or an Exxon.
No.
They're not stocking cold brew. Or at the Richmonder office downtown, we've got a little mini mart across the street, which is, I mean, just as it sounds, you know, little room where they have stuff on display. They don't have anything beyond like plain and peanut there. They're not going deep.
You know, there's an exotic snack store in Richmond.
Like, is that the name of the store?
Don't recall the name, but I know that's what they hold. I know what's inside, MB. I just walk in the door and there's all the snacks.
An exotic snack store.
Yeah.
Does it sell other things too? Is it like a grocery store that also has?
Oh no. It's like the sodas you can't get, the candies you can't get.
Is this the Asian supermarket?
No.
Okay.
No.
20
this
questions
is like,
here.
It looks like a mini mart, but you walk in and everything's special flavored. I bet they'd have the M&Ms.
I need to know everything about this store immediately. this has field trip written all over it. Derby Bill's going to be in my DMs 10 seconds from now, volunteering to be a part of that field trip. Calling that one right now.
9-10 trip. Let's go.
The exotic snack store. Which, since we're 100% of the way down the rabbit hole, and we will talk Commanders today, there's a truck that always stops in our neighborhood, Rudy's Exotic Mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. I see him all the time.
Our guy, Rudy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out there delivering mushrooms to the people.
Not regular mushrooms.
They're exotic mushrooms.
Hey. That's
got
one.
A big van.
That's one you could fool me on. you've got the farm background. You could name multiple kinds of mushrooms.
Sure.
Portobello.
Uh-huh.
White. White's a kind of mushroom.
Okay, yeah.
White guy saying white mushroom.
Yeah.
Hang on. I think I can get a third. No. I can't. Yeah. Yeah, the crickets have it here. Give me some mushroom types.
What, oyster?
No, oysters are from the sea.
Okay.
There's a thing called oyster mushrooms.
There's an oyster mushroom.
Great.
What else do we get? Oh my God, Baby Bella?
No.
Does that count if you said Portobello?
Yeah, No, I feel.
What are the ones that look like brains? Those ones are the ones I like.
That's what Rudy's selling.
Yeah. He's definitely selling the
That's what's peppers. In Rudy's truck right there. Shout out to Rudy. Shout out to y'all. Join the program. 833-804-0910 on a Wednesday morning. Awan takes over after us. Grant and Danny will drive you home on the Fan. Was adrift last night because we did not have NBA or NHL as we get to the end of the sporting calendar here. It's Thunder Pacers tonight, game 3. Back in Indiana as the Pacers claimed one down in Oklahoma City, chance to protect home court advantage tonight. Kyle Busch, who introduced me to M&M's.
Of M&M fame.
He was the original NASCAR villain. But I feel like, well, of the modern era, I feel like Denny Hamlin has supplanted him, though. Because, Denny Hamlin won at Michigan over the Richmond Zone. Prior to Chesterfield County, Denny Hamlin won at Michigan and did the Ohio State OH hand signal after he jumped out of his car while the fans were booing him.
Wow.
Denny Hamlin's career took, he was a great young driver and won races, and he was the pride of Richmond, obviously. Never broke through and got the championship, but was always in it. Then had a couple incidents where he became the villain. And for a little while, there did not embrace being the villain, which is a tough place to be, wanting to be loved but not being loved, like being booed and like it was hurting him, like, and you could tell. I think he's entered a new era where he is comfortable with being the heel now, and that's better for everybody. And he's really cool. He's got a podcast. He does a podcast with Dale. Everybody does a podcast. He does a podcast with Dale Jr. He's very good. He's very insightful. He's leaned into being the bad guy. And that was a great career move for Denny Hamlin. Motorsports news, people becoming the bad guy. Formula One announced its schedule for the upcoming season. They scheduled a race at the exact same time as the Indy 500.
Oh, no. How could this have happened?
That's a shots fired situation right there.
Wow.
It's historically been Christmas of motorsports racing. They race in Monaco in the morning. They race at Indy, and then they do the Coca-Cola 600, where they drive 600 miles, but end up right back where they started because they drive in circles.
Woo!
It's 600 miles. It's a long way to go to not get there.
To go nowhere. To go nowhere fastest.
They say the real destination is the journey.
That's right.
Is what they that whoever started that phrase just finished the Coca-Cola 600. Is what happened when they coined that phrase. The real prize was the friends we made along the way.
Yeah.
In the name of sustainability, Formula One is no longer racing at Monaco on Memorial Day weekend, because the weekend before they were in Miami and the weekend after they were in Montreal in Canada.
Okay.
And so they had to pick up the cars, ship them to Europe, and then ship them back. They're becoming an eco-conscious racing circuit, racing promotion, and they're got a new fuel next year that's 50% less bad for the environment. And so instead of packing the cars up and shipping them to Europe and shipping them back, they're just going to stay. They're going to do Miami, and then they're going to drive up to Canada and do Montreal and then go back to Europe. But that creates the conflict with the Indy 500, which they are the global superpower auto racing circuit. This, to me, is like when the ACC plays football on Friday night. Do I want to watch a high school football game or an ACC football game? Like, apologies to Gary Hess, I want to watch an ACC football game. It's a better product. I want them to respect that the high schools have their night, though. I don't want them to play on Friday. I want them to respect the ecosystem. The Indy 500 is part of the motor racing ecosystem. I'm just asking for a little bit of respect here, is all I'm asking for.
You might be asking for too much.
I am. The NFL's playing on Friday nights now. Do I
want to
watch?
Matters.
Do I want to watch an NFL game? Of course I want to watch an NFL game. I want to talk about the NFL, and we will a lot today. I want them to respect high school football on Friday nights, though. I want a little bit of like, we run this place, and because we run this place, we're going to respect high school sports, even though we could squash them like a bug. It's good for everybody. It's good for the ecosystem. We will talk about the NFL. Aaron Rodgers is married. That's our main take. Your facial expression says you didn't know this.
I did not.
Aaron Rodgers showed up to minicamp yesterday wearing a wedding ring. They asked him about it later. He said, yeah, I got married a few months ago. Is it Time to play Aaron Rodgers quotes again. It is. Football must be near. It's minicamp week. No Terry McLaurin, but Laramie Tunsil is in Ashburn. We'll get you up to speed on all the latest storylines with the Commanders. Get you ready for a great day of sports. Thanks for joining us. It's Wednesday morning. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Maybe the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's a Wednesday. This is our first Wednesday in here without the Play Chesterfield segment. That will be back, of course, in the fall where we spotlight student athletes. The state jubilee is this weekend. That's what they call the spring state championships in all the various sports. I ran into my guy Zach Joachim yesterday, who also is our regular Wednesday guest, also will not be here today. It's a guestless show. It's the middle of the summer. It's bit season. I get that. Zach was loading up his car on his way to Bonnaroo when I ran into him. He went to Bonnaroo a few years ago, caught the bug, whatever it is, and now he's a regular at Bonnaroo. Olivia Rodrigo headlining this weekend at Bonnaroo.
Okay.
That feels almost too cool for, like, too pop music for that. I think of Bonnaroo and I think of pot smoking is my first association.
You don't think Olivia Rodrigo is for the pot smokers?
I don't. I don't associate her that way. Should I?
I mean, I don't either. I'm sitting here considering it.
Yeah. You know, I want something
for you. Maybe you should.
Something for
she's got the vampire song. I don't know.
Touche. I'm sure it'll be a great set.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everybody will enjoy it.
I'm sure they will.
I think of, like, maybe more like Fish, Grateful Dead kind of situation, but maybe I'm misreading Bonnaroo. Maybe Bonnaroo has evolved.
Maybe you're misreading Olivia Rodrigo.
That's the other scenario.
She's got something planned.
That's the other scenario, and in that scenario, it's actually better. That is the better scenario for sure, where I'm misreading her and not misreading Bonnaroo.
Mm-hmm.
The more likely explanation is Bonnaroo has modernized, and I'm caught in a dated stereotype of what Bonnaroo is.
Okay, boomer.
The better explanation, though, is that Olivia Rodrigo has changed.
She's secretly a huge Grateful Dead fan. She's just doing covers.
She's going to do a 93-minute version of Driver's License tonight. Extended guitar riffs.
Yes, yes.
That's the better outcome here, for sure.
Let us know, Zach.
It's 3 in the morning in the Tennessee Hills, and she's on minute 83 of Driver's License, and we still haven't made it to the bridge.
The whole crowd is sobbing, but also so hype.
That's the Bonnaroo I want to attend. Okay, so in lieu of Play Chesterfield, in lieu of Zach, we do the Flying Squirrels update every day. Hazel, you're awesome at your job. You make the Flying Squirrels sounder, but you noted, correctly so, that we've only been playing one of the two Flying Squirrels sounders this season, which is not our fault. It's the team's fault. Because we have the winning sounder where we celebrate the squirrels and the losing sounder where we don't. Mm-hmm. We've heard a lot of the losing sounder this year.
We sure have.
So you have tasked Griven the intern with creating a new Flying Squirrels losing sounder in the interest of variety. And we're about to hear that.
We're about to hear it.
For the first time.
Premiere.
Ever. On live international radio on the Odyssey app. Locally, 910 The Fan. Locally, 105.1 FM. If you need, get over now if you need to hear this in the crystal clear FM. But worldwide on the Odyssey app. Let's fire it up. Let's go.
From the dugout to the warning track, the latest from the diamond.
Stop! Stop it! I don't like this game!
That's perfect. We'll get Griffin on in the next segment. That's fantastic. I like it. And well, we're not switching exclusively to that, but we can mix it up now. In the course of our 5-day show, we can have two of each. Because they don't lose on Tuesdays because they don't play on Mondays. So Tuesday, we're safe.
And listen, I'd prefer to play the wind sounder.
We'd all prefer to play the wind sounder.
So just to throw that out there, squirrels.
We'd all prefer to play the wind sounder. Rumble Ponies in town from Binghamton this week. 2-1 loss. And as you know, the Flying Squirrels are the league leaders in one-run losses. They're that close. They're right on the edge. But they are not able to get over the hump. 17-41 this season. It's not White Sox territory, but it's not good. It's the Rockies this year. It's not Rockies territory, but it's not good. The beauty of this is, as we say every day, the standings reset in 2 weeks. So we got 2 more weeks of this nonsense. Then the standings reset. Then the ball's just got to bounce the other way. We'll get a little puck luck. We'll be on the right side of things. We win these one-run games. All of a sudden, we're in the playoffs. It's the greatest comeback story in the history of minor league baseball. They'll make movies about this team. If they come back to win the Eastern League, they'll at least make TikToks about this team. If they come back to win the Eastern League title, we'll at least make TikToks about this team.
Oh, yeah, we're making TikToks.
If they come back to win the Eastern League title. I'm not making a TikTok at the Diamond tonight, though. I've got a rule.
Unless they win.
No, I've got a rule.
Okay.
When I'm drinking, I'm not making content. Just to protect the brand.
You know what? That's a good rule. That's a pretty solid rule.
If MP's somewhere and all of a sudden he stops tweeting, you know what happened.
Yep, okay.
That's the giveaway. Sometimes you got to protect the brand. Some people, that is the brand.
I was going to say.
Some people have efficiently merged the brand and the drinking and the attending sporting events. I have not. I've kept them separate, and it feels like we're probably a little too far down the road to go into that. It's probably too late in my career to switch to Barstool at this juncture. Not that they're not hiring 40-year-olds with extensive experience in print newspapers, but it just feels like maybe not the top line of the application. So we're protecting the brand tonight.
It's going to be hard for you to do the walk and bet videos.
In the suite.
We're in the suite, people.
John Michael Bertrand, he's good. He's 1-6 this season. Don't tell me he's not good. He's good. He set a career high with 9 strikeouts last night, gave up a solo homer in the top of the first, and it was an insurmountable 1-0 lead for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. The Baby Mets back at it tonight. It is, as we've mentioned a few times around here, Odyssey Night at the Diamond, but it is also Salute to Sequins Night presented by Collegiate School.
You got your sequins ready?
I I need to get my sequins ready.
I think I'm going to bedazzle my Odyssey hat.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be...
only way to go.
That'd be incredible. Yes.
I'll see you tonight.
I have two young girls at home. Mm-hmm. We've got... do we have sequins? We've got sequins.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know what I can appropriate from the sequin collection that we have. So that's something I'm going to need to work on between now and tonight. Embrace debate. Embrace sequins. We'll do that tonight. Also, wine and canines, $7 glasses of wine, $7 wine slushies, and dogs are admitted free, as they are on Wednesday nights in the special dog section, which I love visiting. It's lovely. And it's not like cat night. Dogs are cool at a baseball game. They did cat night, and I understand why they did cat night, because we got to hear from both sides. But it wasn't fair to the cats.
Hobean Tuesday.
it wasn't fair to the cats. But the dogs love being at a baseball game. That's their thing. $7 wine slushies until 7:30. Get out there, hear the game right here on The Fan, or come say hey to us wherever we are. It'll be there. I'll be there. All your friends from Odyssey Radio will be there. Gary probably won't be there, but everybody else will be there.
Gary has early mornings.
Gary has early mornings.
He's got to get his beauty rest. Do you think he shows up looking like that every day? Nah. Just because? Be serious. He's working for that.
That voice requires 12 hours of maintenance every day. A lot of people don't know that. And Gary goes straight into the hyperbaric chamber after his show. We'll swing back. We'll get to the Commanders. They're on the field today at minicamp. They take the field at noon. We'll give you the latest as we have it. We'll send you off to AWOD Radio. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, Net 105.1 FM. Heavy the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Love the sounder. Let's meet the voice behind the sounder now. He called you Biff. Do we go Biff on air?
It's whatever you want.
All right. Well, you're also Griffin.
Yeah, that's my government name.
At TSA, you're Griffin.
Yeah, TSA.
But sometimes you put on the shades, and you're Biff.
No one else calls me Biff. It's just AWOD and Stub. That's literally it. That's literally it.
I was going to ask the backstory, but there is none.
No,
wonderful. Griffin's here. And so he, an AWOD reference before he left. Marlon, the intern last year, we did a bit where every day we previewed a different division of the NFL and we did predictions and how the four teams would do. I'm not putting you on the spot for that right now. Okay. AWOD loved the bit, apparently, though. So perhaps we will renew the bit. For another season. I get the feeling you're right. You knew Aaron Rodgers was married.
Yeah, I did.
Which, you know, no disrespect. Hazel stays on top of things, but it's hard to keep up with Aaron Rodgers' personal life.
And to be honest, I expected to be invited. Where's my invite? Months ago?
Is that months ago?
He didn't tell me.
You don't. Good news, though. You don't have to send a gift. Mm. If you don't find out about the wedding for more than 3 months after the wedding, you no longer have to send
I'm
a gift.
Absolutely not sending a gift. He's not getting my ayahuasca.
Good work on the squirrel sounder. High Point University.
Yes, sir.
So you've got how many years left?
I'm a rising senior.
1 year left.
Yeah.
All right. Countdown's on, but you'll enjoy it.
Yep.
Senior is the best year. High Point's like a real academic school, though. So yeah. You're gonna have to keep grinding to the finish. I went to a state university.
Oh.
My senior year was phenomenal.
I bet it was.
I took all Tuesday, Thursday classes.
I don't think I have class Friday.
Oh, okay.
So,
3-day weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something.
Exactly.
What do you do for football? Does High Point have football?
No. So yeah. I usually go to college football games like North Carolina, Wake Forest, Duke, which is like terrible. But now with Bill Belichick, I might be going to UNC games. But
There are going to be a lot of primetime games there, for sure. There's going to be some. Wake's not terrible.
No.
Relative to, you know, ACC standards.
Yeah, especially ACC and North Carolina standards as well.
Wake would be 1-8 in the SEC. We all understand that.
1-8 is generous.
they'd, like, beat Auburn and, like, cost them bowl eligibility. So, like, that's a get-the-coach-fired game.
Yeah.
That was my favorite covering the 2014 Redskins, which was Jay Gruden's train wreck season. Anytime they won a game, the next morning somebody would get fired on the other team.
Oh yeah,
like, it was a full lock. Like they won a game. So like the coordinator was getting fired. Somebody was getting fired the next morning.
Listen, I went to the Wake Forest Ole Miss game, and I was cheering heavily for Wake Forest because my boys go there.
Yeah,
I regret that. We looked so stupid after. It was like like 112-3.
Well, this is, we're the home of the Hokies. I love getting excited for Hokie football. It's a phenomenal environment. You ever been to a Hokies game?
Oh, my God. My best friends go there.
Phenomenal environment.
Oh, great.
And yet, of all the options of teams they could have played, they're opening the season against South Carolina.
Yeah.
So my optimism meter is holding steady at zero.
Lenora Sellers.
Like, is there, like, what percentage chance do they have to win that game? Because I don't think it's higher than 2.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, especially coming after what South Carolina did last year when they went into Clemson and beat them, and now they still have that quarterback.
That
on
team.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's going to be rough for the Hokies.
I just hoping for respectability. Yep. Nobody gets hurt.
Is it at South Carolina?
It's in Atlanta.
Oh.
It's one of those, the Chick-fil-A games.
The Chick-fil-A Bowl.
Which now they have like 3 Chick-fil-A games. This is the Sunday Chick-fil-A game,
Sunday.
Which doesn't make sense.
No,
they shouldn't be allowed to have a Chick-fil-A game on Sunday.
That's off-putting.
Yeah. I covered the Chick-fil-A Bowl once.
Uh-huh.
UVA was in it. It was UVA Auburn. It went about like you would expect it would go, but it was fun.
Yeah.
They had the whole week leading up to it.
Yeah.
There was a media room, you know, like where we could like work on stories and stuff. And they had full Chick-fil-A catering all day, every day.
Oh, yeah.
Like every time there's mealtime, they bring in a thing of sandwiches. But it wasn't just for the media. Like outside the stadium, they were just handing out chicken sandwiches to people. Like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And we get to Sunday and it's like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to feed us?
Oh, there's no.
Saturday night, 8 o'clock, they bring in 3 meals worth of Chick-fil-A and put them in
the fridge. These guys are on top of it. I respect it.
I'm walking over the Georgia Dome. This is before the nice stadium. I'm walking over the Georgia Dome and I'm thinking, I've enjoyed my week of eating nothing but Chick-fil-A. Like,
I mean, obviously.
But it'll be nice to eat something else. you know, you can change it up. Walk into the press box, see the press box food. It's all Chick-fil-A.
Oh, great. Great. Well, you can't complain.
No.
You can't be like, ah, dang it.
And couldn't have got the Outback Bowl? What's going on here? I wanted to have you on, one, so that we could hear your voice, because you'd be doing stuff around here this summer. But two, you're a soccer guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not a soccer guy. The Club World Cup is happening, and I need to know how excited I need to be for the club. Like, how is this going to be a thing? Are we all going to be into the Club World Cup?
Well, the funny thing is they just released the trophy, like, yesterday or 2 days ago, and it's this giant silver or gold plate. It's huge. It's, like, bigger than me. And so after, when I'm looking at that trophy, I'm like, that's so sick. Like that's like, I would want
I wasn't that. Motivated before, but
exactly.
Now I'm motivated.
And then I looked at the prices, and each, it says the winner is guaranteed a minimum of $125 million. And I'm like,
for the players or for the team?
For the players.
Oh.
So I'm sitting there like, I'm like,
so they're going to be motivated.
I mean, you think, right? Because listen, you give me $20, I'm out there too. So like, I don't, $125 million. So, at first, I was like, meh, because it's during the summer, internationals going on as well, like USA.
We got the Gold Cup, too.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know how many players will be playing.
We don't acknowledge the U.S. team right now, though.
I don't even get me started on this USA team. I almost cried yesterday watching them play. It was just terrible. But
I've lowered my bar for the World Cup from win a game in the knockout stage to make the knockout stage.
Yeah, no, that's exactly where you need to be.
Yeah.
And I just literally looked at myself in the mirror today and ranted about 20 minutes about the United States soccer team because it's just absolutely ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Don't get me started.
Yeah. The Club World Cup, though, is happening simultaneously.
Yep.
$125 million to the winner. I feel bad, a little bad. Like, not $125 million bad. But the players, this is their off season.
Yep.
Like, as soon as we're done with this, they're going to be doing their friendlies. They're going
to
be doing
their
global tours.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
There's no off-season anymore for them.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of rough about because of this off-season being so important to players. Because you look at the Premier League, which is the England soccer league, they're playing from September to May every week. Twice
a
week.
They're mixing in some Tuesdays, some Wednesdays. Yeah.
Like 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And so, you know, fitness goes into play. And then on top of that, some of these teams are leaving their club. So these players are leaving their clubs to go to other clubs.
Yeah.
And so
and we got international games and we got those windows. It feels like a lot of soccer.
It is. It does. And I love soccer, so I won't complain. But for my team, especially as a Manchester United fan who also stink, maybe I'm the problem. But I think that it could be good. I'm excited for it. I'm going to watch it, but I'm not expecting anything too crazy. But, you know, I could be wrong.
Squirrels game tonight, though.
Yep.
If you can bring home the dub, that breaks all the curses.
I want everyone to pay me $125 million
if the Squirrels win tonight, yeah, basically they're going to pay you to start going to Squirrels games.
And I would totally go.
We haven't figured out what it is.
It might be me.
But we need something.
Or we'll lose 30-0. It's one of the two. It's one of the two. But I'm excited. Box seats.
Yeah. You have show up and we're in the suite like first week.
Yeah.
I've worked here forever. Never invited into the suite. Tonight's our night.
Yeah.
To live the good life.
There's no way we lose tonight. The good feeling's here. I feel it. I might wear my jersey. I'm ready.
I love it. I have not checked in with Parney to see if he's there. He's not there every night now. We'll get to check in with Parney, see if he'll be there tonight or not. He'll be back on the show. He was actually disappointed that we didn't have him on last week because it was I was up in Minnesota. The times didn't intersect. So we'll get Parney back on. You get to see the new stadium out there tonight. Griffin, thank you for dropping by.
Yep.
Hitting us with a little soccer knowledge. We'll be hearing from you throughout the summer. Looking forward to it. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Hour number two, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Love it. Hanging out with you guys on a Wednesday morning. Flying Squirrels tonight. They lost last night, but today is a new day, new opportunity. The league leaders in one-run losses.
Griffin's going to be there.
I think this is what we need. My question: will there be hot dogs in the suite, or is it going to be bougie food? Can I be just completely honest? I'm kind of rooting for hot dogs.
Absolutely.
I don't want...
We're not going to a baseball game for some fancy meal.
I don't want veggie pot stickers or whatever.
Keep those to yourself.
want a hot dog. I had a vegan dog for the first time the other day.
Oh, really? How was it?
Passable, yeah. That's my official vegan dog review. Because... The Beyonds work if you put enough toppings on it.
Yes.
If it's just patty, bun, go, you're like, something's off here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do the ketchup, the aioli, the lettuce, the tomato, the pickles, I don't do onions, but you could do the onions.
You could be convinced.
It's at that point a burger adjacent feeling. Dog is a little different because the dog almost always stays. Unless you're in Chicago doing the weird thing with the pickle. The dog stands alone. They get like a full size hot dog size pickle that they put next to the hot dog.
Is
their bit.
I was really worried you were going to bring up the pickle dog again.
We had one last year, Awad and I. Or was that was 2 years ago? That was a long time ago.
Time flies.
We did it for the gram, as the kids say, and the gram said, "No thanks. That's a little much right there."
If that's the fancy food that's in the suite, I won't be mad.
If it's the dill dogs,
yeah. Okay.
I can deconstruct at that point. We can have a deconstructed hot dog at that point. Sliders are fine. Anything. Yeah, curly fries. If they want to bring some curly fries in, that would be fantastic.
Yep.
Not potato salad. I don't want potato salad. I want like fries, wedges, curly fries, something like that. I would love squirrely fries, but if it's just regular fries, I'm not going to make a scene because I've never been invited to the club before. So I'd like to get invited back.
Exactly.
Unless I take a look around and don't want to get invited back, in which case all bets are off.
Make a scene.
It's a free
start yelling.
Free scene available at that point. Awan asked me during the break what's up with this Commander's RFK thing. And so let me just answer that for everybody right now. I don't know. It's weird. So DC, the city, and the district, it's a city, it's a district, it's whatever. They have a city council, so the council and the Commanders have a deal in place to build a new RFK stadium. It still needs city council to approve it. Now, the obstacle here is they had their city budget cut by a lot of money this year, which is a thing that gets discussed on the other show that tapes downstairs. I'm not diving into all that. The facts of the matter are their budget got cut. They may or may not be discussing taking the Commander's stadium money out as part of those cuts. I say maybe because NBC4, we ride with NBC4. That's our guy, JP Finley. We love JP. He's a great reporter. I trust the things JP says. His colleague, Tom Seagraves, issued the report. They're talking about this. I don't think you make something like that up out of thin air. That feels like a weird thing to do. But everybody, the mayor, the city council, everybody immediately says, absolutely not. We're not touching it. before, and until the budget gets approved, everybody's a little nervous, rightfully so. So we've got everybody saying, no, 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 nothing to worry about here. But we also have this history with the commanders of worrying about things, with DC City Council of worrying about things. Like, is Marion Barry coming busting through the wall to break this thing up at the last minute? We have valid long-term concerns here that have gone a long way back that are unrelated to the present administration, but that they've got to own. Josh Harris, he's been a man of his word. He's done the things he says he's going to do. That doesn't stop us from being skittish in these situations. We've seen the rug pulled out before, and this feels so close to exactly what everybody has asked for that if it were to somehow not make it across the finish line, it would feel legit devastating because all the eggs are in this basket now. If they play in Landover, if they play in Woodbridge, if they play in Dumfries, it's going to feel like a second-place stadium trophy. It's going to feel like, oh, they couldn't get RFK done, so this is what we deal with for 30 more years. That's why we're all nervous. I'm trusting for now that everybody's on the up and up when they say they're not touching it. We're monitoring the situation, though. The other thing I'm genuinely excited about, which AWOD's excited about as well, they did like team pictures, media stuff, and I was told by somebody who was in the room while they were getting their stuff ready for the upcoming season that they're bringing the spear back. Not the whole Redskins package, but the spear, which, you know, they used to have the spear helmet. People liked that. My understanding is it's a slight rebranding where they're going with like a gladiator theme, like a Roman gladiator kind of theme with the spear. So it's still, you still have the spear. It's just been recontextualized into a new environment, but you still got the spear. So the spear's back this year. I don't know if they'll do the helmet for throwback week, what they'll do. They've got so many national TV games. They've got a lot of opportunities to do the razzle dazzle, the stuff that I've never been opposed to the black uniforms. I know some of y'all hate the black uniforms. I remain not angry about the black uniforms. I get that they, like, if you turn on the TV and you see a team wearing black uniforms, it would take a lot of guesses to guess that it's the Washington Commanders playing football that day. I get it, especially when they do, like, the little seal helmet because nobody knows what that seal is. I get that it's not Commanders. I just don't think they look bad. And I think, you know, part of my, I explain this to the older fans all the time. Part of this is the young generation, which is not hooked on Washington Commanders football yet, present company excluded, obviously, they do not see the Commanders name, logo, colors as being visually attractive. Like, that's not flying off the shelf. Jaden Daniels is flying off the shelves because he's cool and he's awesome. But the burgundy and gold doesn't hit as hard as it used to from a retro perspective or even from a modern perspective. I think you've got to find ways to mix it up. Add the black, add some variations, add some colors to get the young fans on board, get them excited, get them feeling like they're part of this thing. Because we're all a part of this thing. Because that's the team. When we start the season, that's the team. We, you know, we got Hokie football, but many of y'all are out there yelling, I like UVA, or, you know, I like UNC. This is the team we rally behind. I'm aware there's some Cowboys fans. You've probably picked up by now. This show isn't for you. And that's okay too. We don't have to be everything for everybody. As long as we're serving hot dogs in the suite. That's what really matters here.
Hot dogs.
We gotta focus on the important things around here. Kirk Cousins is an important thing as well. He showed up to minicamp in Atlanta after making a scene all offseason. Here's Kirk Cousins in Atlanta.
I think when the season ended last year, you know, as I started then getting into working on my body and having the time to do that, felt like I thought I was much better than I was. And I think you learn that as you improve, as you make improvements, you realize, oh, I thought I was already back and I'm still, you know, making a lot of improvements here. So that kind of then tells you that, hey, on a 1 to 10, I thought I was at an 8 and I was really back at a 3 or 4, and now I'm getting back to that, you know, 6, 7, and 8. And so you start to kind of realize that you weren't quite as far along as you thought.
Why did nobody trade for this guy? Why was there no trade market? Oh, okay. Well, I guess that would explain why.
Whew.
I think we'll examine for years the decision to draft Michael Penix on draft day in the top 10 right after giving Kirk Cousins a giant pile of money, which remains one of the wildest draft day decisions in the last 10 years, full stop. Because people always want to revisit, like, Mike Shanahan knew it would be a thing. Like, he drafted RG3, and then he drafted another quarterback. Like, he had zero quarterbacks, and it was a late-round pick. He brought another guy in that he liked. That should not have threatened RG3, because RG3 was way better than Kirk Cousins. That was in RG3's head. You have to have multiple quarterbacks on a football team. This was a dude who you know has shaky confidence. You give him the pile of money, you show him the love, and then you cheat on him before you ever play one football game. They knew things. But also, if you know the Achilles isn't right, the comeback isn't right, he's not going to be himself all season long, why did you let him start the season, which was its own disaster because he didn't look right for the first 4 weeks of the season? All of a sudden now, you've ruined one guy, you haven't given the other guy a fair chance, and you messed up your football team, and you end up basically one game out of the playoffs with a coach who can't call timeouts, so you need every advantage you can get. The whole thing was wild the entire time last year. But also, very rarely do we get that kind of public admission of, wow, I thought I was an 8, but I was a 3. That's a truth bomb right there from Kirk Cousins. Usually we don't hear that until like long post-retirement. Man, I thought I was really good, but I went back and looked, and it turns out I was not very good. Which is true. It's the honest truth, and that's why he's the backup right now. I wonder what would have happened if they had let Penix start the year last year, if Kirk had been allowed to do a full rehab and had come back later in the season at full speed. Would he have taken the job away? Would he be the starter coming into this year? I think it's very possible. I also think they might have made the playoffs, because Kirk cost them losses early in the year. That's what he's saying here. That's what he's acknowledging. As a 3, he was. We all saw it. It was on TV. They televise these games, even Atlanta Falcons games. You can get you have to like go to sports bars or like have the Sunday ticket, but you can watch Atlanta Falcons games if you try hard enough. That's the Kirk Cousins situation. He came back too soon because he was trying to protect his job, and in the process, he lost his job, and now they got two quarterbacks on the roster, and they're still navigating what to do with that. Kirk's back, though. I think he understands he's a backup this year. That's his lot in life, and he's going to have to make the most of it. NFL contracts, that's how it is, right? We talk about the Terry thing. Everybody tries to say, well, Terry's got all the leverage. Terry doesn't have all the leverage. There are very, very few NFL player negotiations where the player truly has all the leverage. We can probably count those on one hand. Very, very few. Look at the Caleb Williams. He didn't want to go to Chicago. Where is he? He's playing for the Chicago Bears now. That's how NFL negotiations work. The owners hold 100% of those cards. A lot of want to get to an hour number two here. I want to get to this story because a man got on 120 airline flights in the United States for free. And I will tell you how. And it involves him pretending he's somebody he's not. It will not fill you with confidence in the American airline system. We'll get back to that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Breaking things down on a Wednesday morning, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I want to revisit our first segment briefly because I actually hadn't fired up my Twitter yet this morning. But George weighs in, says pretzel M&Ms are number one for him. Tyler Cronin, 3-Bid League, says caramel M&Ms are awful. Say that to Kyle Busch's face, I dare you. Yeah, he probably would. He's not intimidating. He's just a race car driver. There's no anything there. And Derby Bill sent us the address of the exotic candy store.
Yeah! Let's go, Derby Bill!
So we have an Odyssey field trip in the making here. There's a lot to unpack there.
Maybe I go right after the show, get some exotic snacks, come to the suite.
No, I don't want them in the suite.
Oh, okay.
I want traditional American foods in the suite. I want vanilla ice cream sandwich, like that. Dessert-wise, I want it to be very straight. I want it served in a helmet. Okay. Oh, ice cream in a helmet. That's what I want at a baseball game. I walk through the pearly gates there. What do they call them?
The pearly gates of the diamond?
No, the squirrely gates. Sorry. I know I was pulling. Yes. Above the entrance, it says the squirrely gates.
You're so right.
I want to walk through the squirrely gates, and as soon as I do, I go from a person who, you know this, I'll eat anywhere. I enjoy ethnic foods, fancy foods. I'll eat a nice dinner. Immediately something switches. Like, all of a sudden, bang. I need a hot dog. I need squirrely fries. I need ice cream and a helmet.
You know what this is reminding me of? the game day shots from last summer.
I was hoping to never remember those again.
I feel
again.
Like those belong those belong at the squirrels game.
I was hoping we would never mention that again. but that was a thing that happened, and we did drink them. Yes,
game day spirits.
So the hot dog shot is. We'll probably check in on that company, see if they've made it the year.
I actually saw they recently released a new flavor.
Go on.
Well, they had cotton candy.
You're looking that up?
I'm looking it up. All caramel right. corn.
Looking that up. Yeah, they had cotton candy. They had caramel corn. They had the hot dog, of course, which was the original. And there was another. We said cotton candy. There was
like
another
buttered popcorn, maybe.
Oh, that feels right. The double popcorn situation. Yeah. It was we had shots on air, so that was a treat. That was a thing we did.
All right, it's the seventh inning stretch. It's an espresso martini.
Oh, well, that's just a normal flavor. They just rebranded it.
It looks like it.
Things I don't want at a baseball game: espresso martini. That's not a
frozen lemonade. Yeah,
that's not a frozen lemonade's a baseball game food. That's fine. Like they're doing wine slushies tonight. I'm not mad about that. That's fine.
They also have the bomb shot.
Okay.
Cherry, lime, and blue raspberry.
Was like the Kona ice when you pull all the levers.
Exactly.
Yeah, put them all in. Yeah, same situation
they
there.
They just got mixed up in the factory.
They have a Kona ice truck at the Diamond. I've always wondered how they got it there because of the stairs. Like, how did the Kona ice truck get on the concourse at the Diamond? I actually, if I run into Ben Rothrock tonight, that I will get answers to that, and I will bring you answers in
Please
the morning.
Please do.
Because there's a Kona ice truck on the concourse. And to my knowledge, the only way to the concourse is the stairs. And if they drove the Kona ice truck up the stairs, I really hope there's video of that exists somewhere. But this is the story that I wanted to talk about here. A federal jury has convicted a 35-year-old man who fraudulently booked more than 120 free airline flights by posing as a flight attendant. The United States Department of Justice announced on Tuesday. Tyron Alexander was found guilty of unlawfully entering a secure airport area under false pretenses. He exploited a program intended for airline staff. Here is how this works.
Please explain this to me.
I didn't know any of this. If you're a flight attendant, mm-hmm. you can fly on any other airline for free if they have room.
Okay.
So if you're a Delta flight attendant, you can go over to the United booth and be like, "Can you take me to Chicago?" And if they have a seat, they'll fly you to Chicago, no charge, free. Like you can't bump somebody, but if they have an empty seat, you can go take it. That seems reasonable. They're looking out for each other.
Yeah.
So what he did, he showed up in a flight attendant uniform, and they have a form you fill out, which includes your badge number, the date you were hired, and the airline you work for. And he filled out roughly 30 fake badge numbers over the course of this span and hire dates, and they said okay. Apparently they were collecting the information but not acting on the information. It was just a big old atmosphere of trust. You're wearing the Delta uniform. You must work for Delta. So write down your number here and we'll put that piece of paper in this cabinet and give you an airplane ticket.
No questions.
My guess is that's not how it works anymore. My guess is that system has been heavily modified in the minutes since this story came out.
Well,
a lot of people at Spirit Halloween right now.
I have to say, I looked up a flight attendant uniform, and they look very easy to get.
I would assume Spirit Airlines has a flight attendant, sexy flight attendant Halloween costume, right?
Right.
Yeah. I would also guess like eBay, you could probably, or Goodwill. Like you probably uh-huh. You could probably go to Goodwill and get a flight attendant uniform.
You could put this all together. All you need is the little pin.
And what are they like? If you go over to the Delta booth, you're like, "I fly for Spirit Airlines." You're like, "Why are you wearing like a raggedy T-shirt?" Like they're like, "Oh,
no questions asked.
I work for Spirit Airlines." Oh, well, that makes sense. That adds up.
I'm gonna duct tape you to the side of the plane. Let's go to Chicago.
Let's go to Chicago
for free. What?
Until last year. You could just show up at the airport, tell them you're a flight attendant, and they'd put you on the plane. He did it 120 times.
That's so crazy. And how did you only do 40 different employee numbers?
I
would have switched. How do you remember?
Maybe he had the number. I don't know. Maybe the number's memorized.
Maybe he felt like they were getting on to him.
Take a wild guess what state he's from. Just of all the 50,
Of all the 50.
Of all the 50.
Listen, I know it's shot in the dark here. Florida?
Wow.
Whoa! I'm shocked. Personally, I'm shocked.
35-year-old South Florida man, Tyron Alexander. Good on him. I know he has to go to jail for like the rest of his life or whatever they're going to do, but good. Like, that's a fun one while it lasts.
I mean, 120 flights is nothing to sneeze at.
I agree.
That's a lot of flights.
You do the crime, you do the time, but the crime was probably pretty good. He just showed up at the airport in the morning, told him where he wanted to go, and he like put on his Halloween costume, and they're like, here's a free airplane ticket.
And I have to say, we already mentioned, they didn't bump anybody. No one was harmed.
This is a victimless crime.
This is a victimless crime. I am pro pretending to be a flight attendant.
I want to know, did he tell other people? Were other people in on this?
That's something you have to keep to yourself, right?
What I know of humanity is that you can't. If you find something like that, you can't keep it to yourself. You have to tell other people. You just, nobody can keep a secret that good. Like, he's not like spread, he's not on Facebook talking about it.
But it's like, what I'm getting at is he goes on a guy's trip, right? With all his friends.
Yeah.
And he's like, guys, I'll meet you there. I got to change in the bathroom really quick. Nobody's like, what are you doing?
Well, like, if he has friends, his friends are sure like, boy, you're gone a lot. Like, oh, well, I love to travel.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're an auto mechanic. Like, what are we doing here?
I noticed that suit you have hanging up. Just a little curious. Just a little curious.
That makes Halloween easy every year, for sure.
You can't dress up as a flight attendant.
Blows the cover?
Yeah. Unless you're going to go to the airport.
Wow, that's a really authentic looking uniform. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I need to know all the details of this, for sure.
Where was he going?
What? Yeah. Why? Was
anywhere
it for,
he wanted. But...
Was it for fun? Was it for, you know, was he seeing family?
Yeah.
A victimless crime.
A victimless crime. Free him.
In the court of MP, we're good to let this one slide. Don't do it again. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
MP of the mic, 910 the fan, 105.1 FM, hanging out with you on a Wednesday morning flying squirrels night, as they all are, except Mondays. Homestand this week, Binghamton Rumble Ponies in town, the baby Mets, someday hoping to get Steve Cohen's money. Can they win Steve Cohen's money? Well, they got the right opponent to boost their stats against tonight. Last night, 2-1 loss for the Squirrels. What will happen tonight? Who knows? You'll find out with us live on 910 The Fan. Tonight, AWOD in half an hour, Grant and Danny will drive you home with the latest from Washington Commanders minicamp, which is ongoing today. Let's do the Aaron segment. Aaron and Aaron. Now, we haven't done a ton of baseball this year, but Aaron Judge went off last night. Here's what happened in Kansas City.
Infield straight up, outfield straight away and deep. Pitch swung on high, fly ball deep left field. Forget about it. My goodness, did he hit that. Oh, almost up the Hall of Fame. My goodness. Home run Aaron Judge, 2-0 Yankees here in the first. Oh.
496 feet. That's a long way to hit a baseball for Aaron Judge, who just keeps raking for the New York Yankees, and they keep winning, and that's how baseball works, is the Yankees win, everybody else loses, and Aaron Judge hits the snot out of the baseball. He's chasing 400. He's hovering around it without Juan Soto protection. Juan Soto flailing out there in New York with the Mets, who are doing their thing. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy a 43-24 record, which the Mets have. They are well ahead of the Phillies in the NL East. Braves, the surprise there, way below 500, which they've got a better team than that. Dodgers and Cubs flying high in the NL as well. But the Aaron I want to talk about, of course, is Rodgers, who reported to Pittsburgh, did his first practice yesterday as a member of the Steelers, and here is what he had to say about his long journey to Pittsburgh.
I don't need it. For my ego, I don't need it to keep playing. A lot of decisions that I've made over my career and life from strictly the ego, even if they turn out well, are always unfulfilling. But the decisions made from the soul are usually pretty fulfilling. So this was a decision that was best for my soul. And I felt like being here with Coach T and the guys they got here and the opportunity here was the best for me, and I'm excited to be here.
A decision made deep in Aaron Rodgers' soul. Nothing to do with ego. Nothing to do with him wanting attention dollars. Nothing to do with any of that. Deep down in his soul, he searched and searched, and on the day optional practices ended, he came to the realization that he wanted to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. Incredible. Just an incredible turn of events there, really.
What a journey.
That his soul would speak at the exact moment he was legally required to be there to play football.
Sometimes the soul has timing.
The universe aligns mm-hmm. in mysterious ways. He saw the light. He came to Pittsburgh. I want to know if he's going to keep doing the McAfee show, all that. Like, Tomlin knows how to deal with this nonsense because he has for years. I mean, look at who's come through there. Your Le'Veon Bells of the world. Roland Brown, Roethlisberger, Bell. They've dealt with some things in Pittsburgh. Pickens. There's a lot they've dealt with in Pittsburgh. This is new and exciting and different. And I am curious to see how it goes, because that is a genuinely great defense. I said that last year, and people scoffed at me. So I'll say it again this year, so y'all can scoff at me again. Is a genuinely great defense there in Pittsburgh. And it doesn't mean anything. Cincinnati, genuinely great offense. Where'd it get them? On the outside looking in the playoffs last year. It's a team sport. There's three phases, as we often hear. Aaron Rodgers shows up wearing a wedding ring, says he got married a few months ago.
He's still offended.
He's on all these interviews all this time. Never let slip. Oh, yeah. And I got married.
And this little thing, little life event.
Little tiny life event. Been a couple months. Did not provide any additional information. Who he married?
I was going to ask.
We do not know. He last, USA Today here, answering the important questions.
Okay, thank you.
They're not just a color newspaper anymore. They're answering the important questions as well here. Rodgers last publicly mentioned having a girlfriend in a December 2024 episode of the Pat McAfee show. Mm-hmm. He said her name was Brittany, clarifying she spelled her name with an I. B-R-I-T-T-A-N I.
No. No.
So we have a Jordan and a Brittany. No. So in our in our famous football people dating slash married situation right now, it is not clear. USA Today wants to make it very clear. It is not clear whether she is the woman Rogers married. Although the timetable here does seem to be aligned.
When the heart speaks, the soul has to listen.
Rogers previously been associated with Olivia Munn, Danica Patrick, and Shailene Woodley. Lamented in his Netflix series Aaron Rodgers Enigma how public those relationships were.
Ah.
So we're keeping this one.
Britt and I under wraps.
Britt and I is should be in the suite, door closed, on game days.
Woo.
She's not gonna be partying with Taylor Swift during the Chiefs game this year.
I have to say the NBC article about this finishes with the impact it has on his new job remains to be seen. It's a bold final take there.
By the way, and look, there's the guy culture out there, right? The bro culture.
Right.
And I'm not here to speak against that as a man myself. But if Aaron Rodgers has a bad season this year and your first instinct is to blame his new wife, you're not paying attention to the Aaron Rodgers career arc.
He got married this offseason.
You know, hadn't been the same ever since he got married.
The ayahuasca, I don't remember. What are you talking about?
Perhaps this is the slump buster. Like, maybe he gets married, and now he's good again.
Yeah.
Because he's been in all these...
Yet to be seen how this development affects his career.
All these tumultuous personal journeys he's been on, in the dark rooms, dating Danica Patrick, etc. Maybe this is the stability he finally needs off the field to bring a long-awaited title back to Pittsburgh.
I hope that's the approach Mike Tomlin is taking to this as well. He's sitting with Aaron in a dark room. He's like, listen to me. This is your year.
I love just the inner monologue, Mike Tomlin's thoughts as he learns various things
like,
about
no! No!
I think why me is an appropriate reaction to the Mike Tomlin. I did everything right. I'm a good coach. People love me. And this is what I get. This is the reward for my work. This is what we're dealing with. It's T.J. Watt holding out and Aaron Rodgers and Britt and I swinging around after missing a whole offseason of practices.
She's probably not coming to meetings like Jordan.
That's a great point. She's probably not running the social.
She's probably learned her lesson from Jordan.
Well, Aaron's learned his lesson. Oh. Don't mix work and play. Yeah. I'll say this, though. She can't be thrilled that, like, she's got to live in Pittsburgh for the first year of this relationship. That's not a win right there. I know that for sure.
She could be from Pittsburgh. We don't know anything about her.
She's not a Yinzer. The beauty of Britt and I is that can swing either way. That's both a prep school name and, you know, a redneck name. It's both. We don't know which one. We have so many unanswered questions right now. There's so many ways to spell names now that you can't peg it anymore. Like, there's very few name stereotypes that hold true. One of them, the double name, they're from the South. Double name female, she's from the South. Like, that's still the only place doing the double name. But most of them, though, the names have spread to the winds.
The internet.
I blame the internet. Yeah. We blame the internet. Other football news. Punter Michael Dixon has signed a new four-year, $16.2 million contract with the Seattle Seahawks that does make him the NFL's highest-paid punter. Congrats to him. Securing the bag.
Huh?
I love watching him punt.
Nice leg.
Glad he's going to keep...
Use that leg.
Yeah. You got a good punter. Lock him up. Get him signed. Absolutely. Don't be playing around. Don't make him hold out. That's the position that could hold out. And yet here we are getting deals done early. Still haven't seen Justin Tucker reemerge. I'm curious. Because it was very clear, like, he's not under suspension or anything. I think some team's gonna do it this season. I think some team will miss a field goal, lose a game, and is gonna do it this season. That's my prediction. At some point in this NFL season, we will see Justin Tucker return to an NFL sideline. We'll see. Aaron Rodgers is back, so as you know, anything is possible. Love overcomes, and sometimes the heart speaks, and you find a revelation, and you just know where you need to be in life. We need to be right here because Crosstalk is up next with AWOD, and then we turn it over to AWOD, who has a very exciting program today. I've gotten a peek at it. Exciting announcement on today's show. which is very cool. We'll have him join us, maybe get drop a little NBA knowledge on us here ahead of Game 3. That's on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. That'd be the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Thanks for joining us. Wednesday morning program. AWOL will be here for the next 3 hours. Grant and Danny will drive you home before you get to enjoy Flying Squirrels baseball. Odyssey night tonight at the Diamond will all be there. I would anticipate tomorrow's radio program will include content obtained from the Richmond Flying Squirrels game last night. We'll give you the whole sweet report. We'll be ready. I'm ready. I'm excited. I may, we got the peanut butter M&Ms out there, so I'm eating a lot today, but I may need to taper off here so that I can properly take advantage of the free company food in the suite. Like, you know, if it's free, I'll take three. Right now, though, we're going to crosstalk.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okie dokie, let's get this show on the road!
Hey, AWOD's here. Welcome aboard.
Hello!
NBA tonight, haven't mentioned it yet because you are the NBA expert. Figured I would save that for you. Give me your percent chance that the Pacers can protect home court advantage here over the next couple of games.
Ooh, winning both games? 33%.
Is this a three games or a two games in Indiana?
It's
situation?
Two games, Indiana.
2-2-1-1-1.
Yeah, yeah.
So they just need to win one of the two to feel in it. You send it back tied. Now you don't protect home court that way,
right?
But
right.
Just one. You know, we go back tied. There's still, you know, there's still.
You have
chances
to go all in to win game three. That's the big one there. You cannot go down 2-1, I feel like, in this series. Plus, then you will have officially given back home court. So game three is so important. I would love for them to win game three and game four. But you're right. You win game three, you feel like you have some, you know, some wiggle room there. You could lose a game four and still end up winning the series.
Yeah.
But this is all about the Pacers home crowd providing some energy and then winning the first quarter, in my mind.
I mean,
have not done that yet.
It's been a good Indiana sports year. They got Caitlin Clark. They got the Indy 500. They've had a good little stretch there in Indianapolis. This is the one, though. NBA Finals. That's the one. You wanna lock it down at home. Don't send it back to Oklahoma City. Give me a name or two to watch tonight.
I think you have to start with Tyrese Haliburton just because he has kind of been mediocre outside of the game-winning shot, in which he only scored 14 points that game, right? And he is the Indiana Pacers' best player. Should have been Eastern Conference Finals MVP in my mind. He is an underrated part of his game is passing, is getting his teammates involved. He is a pure point guard. But they need him to be more of a scoring point guard, specifically because the point guard on the other team is averaging 36 points per game. And I don't care how many assists you have, if the other guy's scoring 36 and you're scoring 14, your team's in trouble.
Yeah, it's 36 is an absurd number, for yeah. Sure. Commanders minicamp, they will take the field in 9 minutes. Day one in the books, we got to see the new look offensive line. Got to see the spear imagery back. I know you're fired up about that. What are you hoping to hear out of Commanders minicamp over the next 2 days here before we break for training camp?
Yeah, I truly feel like minicamp is all about those in year one, those in year two. And so offensively, it's Luke McCaffrey, it's Jalen Lane. Can those guys get more comfortable in the offense? And Dan Quinn talked about it, so that when training camp begins, you can hit the ground running, that you fully understand the playbook, understand your role and what's being asked of you, and then training camp, boom, you can, you know, get into the real action of things and try to make your mark and move up the depth chart. So it's those guys offensively. And then defensively, it's Trey Amos. It was cool to see Marshawn Lattimore leap up and intercept a ball, even though, you know, it's just a drill. But we didn't see him do that last year, right?
Ben Sinnott with a nice catch, too. I don't know if you saw that highlight making the rounds. You know, that's I'm putting him firmly on my MP hot seat. I need to see a year two leap from Ben Sinnott this year.
You've been driving the tight end is not good enough right now. You think they should have drafted one.
Yeah.
Well, if Ben Sinnott is that guy, then they did it right. If he's not, then you are right, and the Commanders will be losing games.
I hope he catches a touchdown pass in Lambeau Field points as a MP. That one's for you. Suck it.
And hopefully you're there to watch it. But you're right, because I do assume Zach Ertz will take a step back. I know a lot of people say, wow, but at the end of the season, he really had chemistry with Jaden and he was cooking. He's old, though.
Here's what's interesting to me. He played great in both Philly games there at the end of the season and then the playoff game, too. He got his touch on the playoff game. They've got two Philly games at the end of the season. Like, I like that for Ertz.
Ooh. Maybe he gets a slow start, Senate gets involved, and then he says, hey, this is my spot. I'm stealing it back for the postseason.
What's that? We're going to Philly. We got a playoff berth on the line. I'd like to catch some touchdown passes now. Let's do this thing.
How much of Terry McLaurin contract negotiations, in your mind, have to do with the fact that for his entire career, he's been asked to play 17 games, and now the entire front office is assuming they'll play 18, 19, or maybe 20.
No, I think it's the age. I think the age is the holdup. Because if he's 27, I think you do this with no hesitation. Give him the money, cut him the check. But do you want 34-year-old Terry McLaurin on a $30 million a year deal?
That's the other thing. And it's unfortunate to say this as a diehard Commanders fan like myself, and we got to ask Biff his opinion on this as well. Is this the best of Terry McLaurin last year, right? Can he actually get any better? I think he can probably have another solid season, not as good, but he could be turning the corner here, right? I mean, like you said, is he going to have 1,000 yards over the next three seasons? I would say very unlikely 2028 he does that, right?
Terry McLaurin is the wide receiver one here, not Debo Samuel. He is, if we're doing rankings, a top 20 wide receiver in all of football. But he's not a top 10 wide receiver in all of football. Agreed?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a tricky contract place to live in because you're the guy on your team, but you can't say, here are my comps, and it's the top five contracts because it's not.
But he's not a top 10 wide receiver, but I almost feel like if there was like the game on the line, I would put him in the top 10. Like, he has winning time moments. He's a top 10 receiver.
Yes, he is. No question. 3 hours AWOD radio coming up. What do we got cooking today?
Yeah, we will have a special announcement on the show today at 12:30. You don't want to miss it. A major, mega show announcement today at 12:30 on AWOD radio. Former Washington Wizard and NBA veteran Jason Smith will join the show to preview Game 3. Blaine McCormick on the Flying Squirrels because it is Odyssey night tonight. And every Wednesday, we drive down Richmond Highway with the czar, Gary Hess.
Gary Hess is his own major announcement. Just having Gary Hess on is a big get for us as a station to land Gary Hess every week. He was up here before my show, too. He was making the rounds.
Yeah.
So, love seeing Gary. Everybody has been in studio today. It's been a party. Clifford's been here. That's bad because he fixes things when they break. But also, Purcell was here. Carrie was here. I think there's a lot of excitement building about this sweet night tonight.
Diamond. I thought you were going to say about the announcement.
I'm fired up for the announcement. You're 35 minutes away. Don't you dare go anywhere. AWOD's next. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather,
helped my asthma acts up. I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.